know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chocolate Panic. Holy shit. We have been slacking hard, man.
Yeah.
We have been fucking slacking so fucking hard.
There's so many times that I've been here, and we'll just be like, all right, we're going to record, and then just like 5 hours
just don't do shit.
We just get baked and watch a movie.
Yeah, and then we get high. It's the Afro Man song.
Get drunk and watch a movie.
Yeah.
So sorry about that, but we're back. We're back. We're going to try to keep it consistent.
Just like we said at the.
But this time we mean it, though. Yeah. For real. This time we mean it. 100%. Mm-hmm. It's a new leaf. It's a new day.
Man.
We got to make a new logo. We're going to do the whole nine yards. It's all
together. It's going to be
happening.
Fun.
It's all happening. Just you watch. But, man, yeah, since last time, a lot has happened. Let's try to do a quick catch up. Let's start with someone tried to assassinate the president. I know this is old news, but it's still kind of wild.
Yeah.
And if you listen to this like 10 years from now, I don't know why. Maybe one day there's some reason. Or maybe the fucking world ends and someone finds this and they need to recall human history.
I don't know why.
Someone tried to assassinate Donald Trump, the ex-president, possibly next president, Donald Trump. Literally missed him by hair. And it's fucking crazy, like... The only comment, I mean, all the comments that have been made about that have been made, right? Like, there's nothing really we can add to it at this point. It's just what I do want to see. This is my thing that I'm going to throw in the ring. I haven't seen it yet, but I'd like to see it happen. Is if someone could take the footage of, like, the bullet missing him barely, and then right when it, like, make contact, when he, like, ducks his head, you know? Put in the sound clip of Shane Gillis making the sound of Trump getting assassinated. You know what I'm saying? Remember that joke?
Yeah.
If they could put that in there, that would be fucking hilarious. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'd like to see that made. But it's crazy. That's just the beginning of it. Because then, like, after that, like, the cancellation wave hits again. We have a second wave of cancellations coming on right now, and they're gunning for the internet now.
Your influencers.
There's always going to be a microscope on Hollywood now forever because it is a janky business and it was creepy and shit.
It's always been janky and creepy.
And you know what? It's for the better, and that whole movement is for the better. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it was a creepy, weird. Like, even up to like the late 90s, I feel like it was very creepy and weird. You know what I'm saying?
Past the late into the 2000s.
Honestly, until 2015,
Dan Schneider with the whole.
I feel like until Harvey Weinstein got caught, it was a janky, dark, fucked up, and people like really had to shift around and change it up. And I feel like a lot of people got fired, and that's all for the better. I mean, did art suffer? Absolutely. Everything is not as good as it used to be.
Nah.
And because fucked up, janky people make better shit than like clean cut corporate.
Ain't it weird? The fucked up artists make good shit.
It's like a happy thing, and it's like it's something that you don't want to believe, but it's kind of fucking the case if you just look at it. And if you're like, if you have an example, and this is kind of what the times right now, I feel like, are showing us, and what's happening right now is showing us, is that if you have an example of someone that you like the art of, and they don't have any skeletons in the closet, you just haven't seen them. Because everyone got them, because they're getting
apparently.
Dr. Disrespect in that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
He got the boot.
Dr. Disrespect. What about that whole thing with Mr. Beast and his homie?
All right. I'm not a Mr. Beast guy, but you can't argue his influence. Like, he's just huge. Like, the motherfucker's products are in 7-Eleven, bro. I go to 7-Eleven, they got Mr. Beast bars and shit.
They're not worth
he's
it.
He's a fucking... Nah, the peanut butter one was a huge letdown.
Yeah.
But it's insane to see this happening because, all right, for one... All right, so the first attempt was it's this guy that's one of his crew. Like, he's got these homies that he does all these videos with, and like it's had the same crew forever. One of them became trans, right? So they probably
left
like,
his wife and baby
type shit. Yeah. So my thing, he probably got vaccinated too much. It turns you trans.
Yeah, it's true. It turns you trans.
I heard the Johnson & Johnson one. If you do it like too much, it turns you trans. So
what is too much?
Like more than once, I'd say. Anyone got a booster, you're
I'm
trans.
Addicted to getting
boosted. Anyone who got a booster is trans, and they just don't know it yet. They're eggs, and they're going to crack eventually. But fucking, it's a, no. So this guy, I don't know. Again, this is all just like, I'm getting this piece together from just like hearing other people talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's this fat, this cat was on Mr. Beast, his crew, goes trans, stays on the crew. Turns out he was like chatting up like a 13-year-old girl.
Boy?
A girl. I don't girl I think.
Girl?
Yeah, 13-year-old girl. And like they had like an ongoing online relationship for a long ass time. And it was something that like people kind of hushed up. But then he was also posting like child porn memes and
shit. No, he was on Twitter, he was saying, oh shit, I didn't drop the mixer. All right, on Twitter he was saying he's all like, nothing gets my knob a cranking like some lolly.
Yeah, and
shit like
I don't
that.
Want to explain what that means, but you know, Urban Dictionary. If you don't know,
if
what
you
that
know,
means.
You're
but,
gross.
But it's that he's posting Shad Man artwork, which I'm just ashamed to know who that man is.
I don't know who that is.
That's another red flag, big time. That guy's actually like crossed very much into like illegal territory with what he was drawing. He's an artist. He draws pictures.
Oh, all the fucked up shit.
Yeah, but it's all fucked up. It's really fucked
all
up.
All the gay.
Yeah. It's a lot of gay stuff, a lot of like child stuff, a lot of political satire and meme stuff. And the guy was like a 4chan troll who made a business out of it. And it's
sick.
Like he was a meme in itself. Like the guy's a meme in like the fucked up internet community. Like the guy's just a punchline to a lot of jokes because like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll be like, you'll see like a setup for something that could be like a fucked up porn, and then someone will just post a picture of his like thumbnail.
He already did it.
Like some shit, like, or he already did it. Yeah, it's like that type of deal. And yeah, if you're
why don't
into,
you explain some of this fucked up porn?
I'm not gonna explain any of it. But
why?
If you're into it, you're fucking you got a problem. You probably go talk to somebody. And so this guy was very openly like
talk
talking
to
about
Jesus.
Him. And then yeah, apparently he got caught red fucking handed. Like trying to meet up with them or some shit. A lot of whole grooming thing. And it sucks because the trans community is like the grooming thing is a thing with them. Like that's what people are using against them. So now there's like a whole thing happening.
God,
there.
There's way too much happening. With
a lot
like,
of ripples. But the only reason this is so big is because Mr. Beast is so fucking big.
Right.
The guy is like fucking, I don't even know who you would compare him to right now. Like as far as his influence goes, because like there wasn't this in the 90s. Like you couldn't be a social media influencer like he is. So it's like, full fucking so he also came, and there's also that clip of him straight up there's that clip of him talking about Cash Me Outside Girl right in the beginning of it, like when she got big, Danielle Brajoli,
when she was still hot.
Yeah Well, that's what he got in trouble for. So he's like, there's like some sort of clip of him doing like a podcast or something. And it's like, and they were talking about her, and he's like, tell me you wouldn't stick your dick in it, though, for real. It's like type shit. That, and
Jesus,
it's like
man.
You can go look that up. It's there. So, I mean, he at least admitted to being attracted to an underage girl at one point. So I don't know if that brands him a fucking pedophile forever.
Well, she's a teenage girl, so a hebophile, I suppose.
Yeah, if you want to give him any fucking, like, but this is like when she first, so she was like 15.
Yeah, she was underage. And, I mean, come on now. The girl was already with a 25-year-old black dude.
My thing is, listen, I'm kind of down with the whole like iconoclastic movement of destroying people like Mr. Beast and like Logan Paul. Like I'm kind of fine with that. Like if we all like come together and essentially just remove
like
them from
French
the lexicon,
revolutionaries.
That's fine. Yeah, just socially though. You don't actually need to murder them. Just like make them not a factor online. Just ignore them. But here's what the facts are.
What
he said. Cash Me Outside Girl's hot. Everyone's like, ew, right? 2 years after that, she makes an OnlyFans, and it's literally the highest selling and highest performing OnlyFans for
nothing
like
really new.
She made like gazillions of dollars, and it's because right when she turned 18, she made it. And right when she turned 18, a bazillion people,
it
dudes.
A bunch of y'all niggas was rubbing your hands together.
$20 a month type shit, probably.
Waiting at the finish line.
And she blew up, and she ended up paying for like a whole neighborhood's college tuition off of the shit because she had so much money that she needed to donate to charity.
We tried. Burying the money?
Bro, it's fucked up. No.
Shredding the money?
Type shit.
Even
so,
burning the money.
But like that guy Chris or whatever, the trans one, that Mr. That motherfucker is, I think, dead, like on, like he's done.
Dude, yeah,
he's
cooked, bro. Kids would say.
So this has been going on the last week to put you in like the timeline.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Beast dropped another video yesterday, completely ignoring the whole shit like it was a normal ass video. Isn't that weird?
I want to see those comments.
All I saw was on Reddit. It was like, yo, someone posted on like the YouTube subreddit. They're like, yo, this motherfucker literally just posted a video like nothing happened. Oh, you know what I mean?
I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah. All right. So we looked it up, watched the video a little bit. All right. First of all, again, never even seen Mr. Beast video. I've never even fucking seen like.
I never watched one either.
But obviously the comments are fucking pruned. There's nothing negative in there.
The only comment I saw said stop censoring comments.
But remember, Mr. Beast is under an agency that's owned by Disney. So you're talking about essentially a Disney
entity.
Yeah. Of course they're going to fucking delete every negative comment. Yeah, like, it's not fucking free speech in Mr. Beast comment sections. Like,
they
no
didn't delete
fucking
any
way.
Of the negative comments on Little Mermaid.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's a case-by-case thing. It's like, but Mr. Beast is someone who they have to, like, they have to essentially uphold the reputation of. Because
right.
he makes them so much goddamn money. Like,
money.
He's worth so much fucking money. And it's like, yeah, man. That's, that, like, him, Doc, fucking,
Yeah,
fucking seems like everybody right now. I'm missing a bunch of names here because I'm like stoned and like it seems like it's every fucking week. Like there's just like a different. Fucking...
There's always something. There's a lot going on. Olympics, French Open.
Okay, yeah, the Olympics. All right, so now that's another thing. So let's skip to now. Now, like, yeah, now we're kind of in modern times. All right, let's do that. Because there's still some shit that's happened. But whatever. Olympics.
Yeah,
Olympics.
Yeah.
All right. So that's happened. I think it just ended, right? Pretty much like just ended.
I don't know.
Or is it still going on?
I don't know. I went to the gym last week and there was like no Olympics on at all at the gym. It was weird.
I think it's like over.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I think.
Is it only a week?
Yeah. I think it's only like a week.
Oh, I never know how long the Olympics
last. I never
lasts.
Pay attention to the summer ones, really.
So
it's. It's the big controversy, I think, was that boxing match, right? That got all the hype.
Well, that's a controversy.
I don't.
What's
consider
the controversy,
all the other
Job? Explain it.
The fucking. I don't even really know it.
Okay, so
it's like,
from
it's,
what I understand, there's.
Here's how it was sold to me. Here, let me tell you this. This is
ahead.
What you. The first post that anyone saw on Instagram about this or on Reddit or whatever was trans boxer defeats biological woman in one punch. It's sad. Fuck trans people. Like, that's kind of like it kind of came up.
A chick
as.
Pretty much fought a chick that was pretty much just born with, like, the testosterone levels of a male, but is a woman.
Yeah.
You
like,
know?
Biologically is a woman, always, and is from a country where if you were trans, you would be killed.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you got to take
she's
that
She's a very account. Manly
I forget what it is.
Woman.
What the. But what? Now here's the thing. When I saw the woman, I did not clock her as a man. At all,
I
was
either.
Like, I immediately
that
was
like
that's,
a chick.
Yeah, it just
that,
looks
that
like
looks
a chick
like
to
an
me.
Athletic
because when
person.
I when I saw the article, I was like trans this that, and I was like looking at, it, I was like, doesn't really look like a trans person. And then you start seeing like people posting about it was an Italian chick that lost.
Yeah, she backed out, and she's known for backing out of
she
fights.
She got punched one time and backed out and like was being a crybaby about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this bitch talking about, like, how are you a boxer in the Olympics, and you're just all like, I've never been hit that hard.
Yeah, it's been, and there's like a lot of videos of her,
and
like,
it's
sucking
all like,
at boxing.
Damn, Italy, what the
so
fuck?
I think she mediocred her way into, like,
sounds like
the
it.
Olympics, which has happened before.
Yeah.
But, it's, but people are like, so, all right, so
you
people
money
like,
from the Olympics?
People are really, no, you don't.
Athletes?
Depends on the country, but most don't. Huh. But fucking, so it's, people like Logan Paul, to bring up him again, he fucking,
okay.
And Jake Paul, and a bunch of other people, really came out fucking fast with their fucking social media about this shit. Like, this is unacceptable that men are competing in fucking this sport with women.
I mean,
they're
right, but they didn't say anything about all the other shit.
Well,
no,
here's the thing, it's like, well, then you have to eat some crow, though, because the person they're talking about was a woman, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you
well,
are
yeah,
wrong.
They're the ones
you,
eating
but
crow.
People went out hard and was saying
for real.
Some bold shit when that shit happened immediately, and now a lot of them look like dummies, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, your point still stands if you could just plug in a different fight, but you do look like an idiot.
You look like a fucking moron.
Because, like, it's not that. And it kind of brought a lot of people out the woodworks on this whole trend. And J.K. Rowling sitting back just like, haha, see? You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's on my side.
What did
bitch.
She? I wonder what she had to say.
She did. She
that.
Already. She had a post about it. She
what
had a post about
was
it.
She saying?
Just
like
the whole, same shit she's been saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she ain't saying
but it's
nothing.
Not a trans.
Well, that's what everyone looks kind of
dumb
there.
This person's
everyone
not
looks kind of dumb
bro.
Though, right?
Huh?
Like, everyone kind of looks dumb there because, like.
Well, yeah. That means everybody's jumping at it, you know, because all the bad things are just coming out.
What do you mean bad things?
I mean, it's all pedophilia, grooming.
So these
and
are
shit.
All things about trans people that are
no,
real?
No, these are all the bad things that, like, you know, that make those communities look bad. You know, and this is what.
That happened.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
No, I'm just saying, like, right, this is what all of the right wing.
Would you say that pedophilia?
Let's say pundits are saying.
Would
you know,
say that pedophilia happens more in the trans community or just like the regular, like any community?
I would have to say like any community, but it is
something that people say about trans people.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to
get. Yeah, yeah, I know.
You sounded like you were going to get us canceled, bro. You're about to get us canceled. Well, they are a bunch of pedophiles.
No,
we
but
all
that's
know
what I'm saying.
This.
Like,
we just don't talk about it.
All of the people, like, if you want to be trans, that's fine, you know. But it's just like in any case, in any type of whatever lifestyle, it's just leave kids alone.
Yeah,
leave kids out of it. Leave kids out of sexuality and all that
so
other stuff.
So you're talking about the grooming thing where, all right, it's the whole push of, like, normalizing trans people in, like, children's
right.
schools.
Right.
That's where people get weird about it. You get weird about it there? You don't think that should be happening?
I think it is kind of the way it's taught.
Like, should there be trans character in a kid's show and it has nothing to do with having sex with nobody? Just, like, just happen to be trans? Is that
here,
okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't care. Okay. With that, like, sure. But, like, anytime it's introduced in a children's cartoon, it's just all like, and this person, you know, we have to handle with baby gloves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they overdo it and shit, but I feel like that's just growing pains, and eventually that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, eventually they'll get it right.
Where it's just not going to be, like, a part of their character. It's just going to be, like, whatever. And
well,
then,
see,
you know,
and that's
I mean?
That's the problem, really, is that, like, it's just a part of people's fucking personality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, that's what really ruins it. That's what ruins everything. Yeah. Is that when you, like, apply that, like, just make it your personality.
And that's the thing with the whole sports thing, too, yeah. Because it's, like...
Politics, too. It's, like, every 4 years, people just all, like, you know, wearing their political hearts on their sleeves.
I'm fucking over the whole, like, trans thing. It's just, like, dude, as long as
I
it doesn't
don't
affect
care
me.
Anymore.
Yeah,
yeah,
I just don't give a shit, dude. And it's, like, we've already seen good trans characters on TV, and that's all that really matters.
I mean, even before all this
rigmarole. I'd say fucking, what's her name? Jules? From Euphoria.
Oh, Euphoria.
That wasn't, like, cringy to me.
She's in a new
even
horror
though there,
movie.
There was,
out.
Like, a bunch of talk about her being trans, I think, the first couple episodes. Like, it didn't come off to me as preachy. So, like, that's a character that fucking, I think, did well. They did it well.
Yeah.
And, like, but it's not like I'm trans. Like, the whole thing.
Trans.
And the whole episode of the thing is about, like, the main character learning about being trans or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you can't just have a casually... trans. We got there with, like, all right, we got there with black people, right? So, like,
what do you mean?
I'm starting from the beginning, right? So
what do you mean?
With TV representation and shit, like, if you were black in original OG TV, you're probably like a slave or some shit, and it was like horrendously fucking 60s. No, I'm talking like way back
40s
silent film
30s.
Type shit. Yeah. So you're gonna be like motherfucking sucking and jiving and shit, and it's gonna be fucked up.
No, they didn't even allow niggas in vaudeville.
Well, before they even allowed black people, after blackface, we just started hiring black people. Once black people started getting on TV, right? It was like every time it was either a hugely stereotypical role or like song and
Amos
dance.
Yeah, Amos and Andy, like, you know, like, man,
shit.
This is really tough keeping up with the radio show.
But like, over the years,
we need to hire some real
over
black
the
people.
Years, fucking black people got to the point where they were able to be mediocre on TV, which is like what white people can do.
Okay,
like, tons
so
of
you're
white,
talking
white
about
mediocre people.
Late in
like the 90s.
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s.
I'd say that's when black people became like, you could have a black character and it wasn't a point of him being black. Like, it would just be like one of the kids was black.
Not in the late 90s.
I'd say in the late 90s. But there were characters that their character wasn't black. Like, I mean, they were black, but that wasn't the point of their character.
Like, which one?
Like, most of the ones that I grew up, like Gerald from motherfucking Hey Arnold.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I didn't like,
well, that's
they
a,
weren't like,
yeah,
like
cartoon.
They didn't
no,
do the static
really...
shock thing where it was like fucking, Arnold, you need to learn about
now
it.
Now they're in my house.
So, I'd say in the late 90s, and then up now, I'd say right now, there's tons of mediocre black people working in Hollywood. I don't think it's like no one's like making a big deal out of it. So it's like black people have reached a point where they're completely normalized in like TV culture.
Right.
Gay people are like kind of getting there, but they're still too fucking flamboyant every time they're on TV. Like, they're still too like fucking in your facely gay. And like, once you start getting like kind of well-rounded, kind of like normal fucking presenting gay characters, then you can do that. And it won't be like a thing. But it's still going to be a thing anytime two dudes kiss for like a while. It just looks jarring all to
right.
people. I
have been watching The Parkers a lot lately.
What's The Parker?
What?
What are you talking about?
You don't know what The Parkers is?
No.
Oh, I forgot. You don't like
it's
black
some, is
people.
This some black sitcom?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, so yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
this,
yeah,
is, this is a spinoff of Moesha. It's It's the two. It's
oh, okay. Moesha, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Before it became the Ray J show. So anyway, I was watching the Parkers, and Kel Mitchell actually plays like a very flamboyantly gay side character that like comes in and out, but like in like the later seasons, you know. So he was kind of trans, like a little bit. Like I believe like this nigga was wearing heels. You know, and like would always wear like Gucci and like fucking Burberry shit, you know? Uh huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, really? You don't? Oh, okay. Damn, Joe. Strong views on Israel.
What? Back in like the 90s and shit, mm-hmm. when they wrote, again, his whole like character is a punchline, because then he comes in and he's like a flamboyant gay dude and gets to be like hello like and shit.
Yeah,
like that.
No, not only not,
which like, is like a caricature.
Oh my god,
it's like a whole ass caricature of like a culture, or not even a culture, like a sexuality, which is kind of fucked up to begin with. Yeah. And then too, it's like they just kind of
it's
like
a black
it's a bunch of straight dudes being like, what would a fucking fag wear? Like, oh, let's give him heels and put him in bitches clothes. That's what they wear. Right? Like they don't know anything. Like they don't know anything about.
Hey,
the fucking
Kel, you need some work.
Type shit. And he'll shuck and jive. And then you know that there's a bunch of motherfuckers in the neighborhood who are like, man, he sold out. Like, that's fucked up.
You know, that's
a bunch of motherfuckers that knew.
Funny you say shuck and jive, because he also hosted a show with Fredro Starr called 360. It was a dance show. Yeah.
But it's like, well, no, the whole thing about, like, it's also like the feminizing thing goes into it, and people get mad about that and shit like that. But, like trans people, it's tough. Because you need to. Here's the thing that, like, a feeling that I. Here's a stance that I have on trans people, and this is kind of the stance that Hollywood's going to have. And
I hate them. I hate them. They should all die.
It's going to piss some people off, right?
Oh, God.
But the point is, like, all right, dog. If you're trans and you pass and you look like the gender you're trying to present as, mm-hmm. that's a whole different thing than if you look like me and just have, like, lipstick on. You're like, what's up, bro? I'm a woman. Like, I'm sorry. It's just two whole different things. Because one of them is, like, you're trans and I really I respect your identity and you're motherfucking, you're motherfucking, like, living your life. That's fine. If that makes you happy, great. But if you're, like, a big, strong, hairy man who's like 42 and got like 5 o'clock shadow
and chest hair
and you're wearing like a dress, that's some Buffalo Bill looking shit. Like you look like some every
I'm
serial
sorry,
killer
you
was
look
like
ridiculous.
Who was that? Who was that that made that joke? It was Joe Rogan. I gotta give him this one on his last special that just went live yesterday. Right? He said, man, you gotta give me some time because I grew up with every serial killer who like dressed up in women's clothing was even more fucked up than a normal serial killer type shit. And I was like, yo, he's right. Like when in the movies, when you saw a dude, it was jarring and fucked up. But yeah. if you're like a fucking cute chick that just happens to have a dick, all power to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Well, sis, whatever. Fucking
or
like
whatever.
It's but if you're like a not passing, like scary ass, and if you're like some hot chick that has short hair, I'm sorry, you're not like a dude. Like I'm not gonna see you as a dude just because you have short hair.
If I can kick your ass.
But I know like trans, like I've met trans, like women to man trans, and I'm like, yo, like you gotta put effort into if you're gonna do it, like those people are trans.
And,
I consider them
if
real.
If you're a female to male trans, don't dress like the coolest middle schooler.
Dress like a fucking adult. The stereotypes,
stop
dude. Don't be a stereotype.
You studs look stupid as shit. Okay?
Justin Bieber.
Yes. Yeah,
looking like
it.
Early Justin Bieber.
And like you dress like the worst guys ever, too.
Kyle.
Studs, like whatever.
Monster energy drinking.
Masculine,
Kyle.
Non-femme lesbians, whatever, dude. Like y'all dress like what's up, Ma? How you doing? I don't know. Sorry, I had to get that off my.
But
face.
Yeah, it's like it's. I'm saying you got it. There is gatekeeping that should be allowed. And like I don't know. I'm kind of pro gatekeeping. And with Hollywood, they're not gonna let any fucking Buffalo Bill looking creepy like grown man trans person play a casually trans character. It's just never gonna happen.
Yeah, that's why the movie Holiday Hard is so.
Well,
fucking...
that fool from Arrested Development had that show Transition or whatever.
Oh, Transparent. Transparent, right?
So, but that thing, him looking like that, him like was jarring, and that kind of
was
the point of it. To an extent, the whole thing was like it wasn't a graceful thing for him and or her or whatever, and fucking and goddamn. and goddamn, like, what, to go back to the fucking Euphoria example, like, Jules damn near passed. Like, everyone literally, like, mistaked her for a woman. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or mistaked her for a biological woman, I should say. God damn, this is dicey.
Yeah, this is hard. Man.
All right, but I'm getting there. And fucking, so what I'm saying is, Jules types, like, ones that pass, fucking, they, I think, have a place in Hollywood. It'll be easy to, like, transition them, no pun intended, into Hollywood, into, like, the mainstream. Because it's like, I don't know. It just works. Cause like you actually like are trans, but if you're just like a big buff guy, fuck that. It's always going to be either a punchline or a fucking like thing that's scary.
It's ma'am.
It's ma'am. Motherfuckers are never going to be like, hey, cause I'm sorry, bro. You got to put a little legwork in, man, before like, and you're like or, I'm or a different
least,
gender.
Or at least just be self-aware, please.
Yeah. Be self-aware of please it. If you're like, self-aware. This is what I do. And if you're like doing the whole like, oh, I'm just not following gender norms when it comes to how I dress and present myself. I don't really like tie it into like all that. Even better
still
for
go
you.
Go to the men's room.
Even better for you. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. Well, they identify as a man. Like, that's fine. Like, that's all great. It's just
let
the,
me see you piss.
It's
like
just
one.
The fucking like motherfucking like Terry Crews in a wig, motherfuckers.
No, that's why I said Holiday Heart.
White chicks.
You've never seen Holiday Heart, huh?
Nah, I don't think so,
dude. It's Ving Rhames. It's the early 2000s, like BET. I would call it a Black Lifetime movie, but it's not a Lifetime. It was BET. Anyway, Ving Rhames plays a drag queen who has to help raise a young black teenage girl whose mama is addicted to crack. Mm. And her daddy is a fucking drug dealing pimp.
Yeah, of course. There's fucking like 18 layers to this.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, 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 yeah. This movie sucks, but it's like there is some parts
and
of it.
And they're in war-torn Syria. And the world is ending. And aliens are attacking.
No, but it was sad. Like you learn how he got the house that he lives in. And it was like, I think it was like, of course, his Navy buddy turned husband. They bought that house together. And I guess he died, of course, of probably AIDS.
Probably. Okay.
Probably AIDS. And at the funeral, right, the parents, like the family pretty much was just all like, get out of here, faggot. Yeah, oh, you know, man. Like my son wasn't no faggot. What are you doing here? But he did come dressed up as a woman,
like straight up,
yeah,
like a dress and stockings,
yeah,
and heels
and
shit.
He's just all like, put it. Oh man, that scene was is super dramatic, but it's really sad.
I feel like there's
because they loved each other.
Yeah, damn, you watched the movie.
I did.
Damn, like, yeah, you actually invested in
I
that
watched
movie.
The fuck out
nah,
of
their
Heart.
Their love was pure.
No, it was.
Sons of bitches. It was society that, you know what I'm saying?
But it was them. Just all like they had a song together. Their song was Baby Love.
But it's fucked up that like you're gay and you're represented as like a Buffalo Bill crossdresser in the 90s. Like, I don't think gay dudes were just like dressing up as women. Like, every gay dude crossdressed. I don't think that was every gay dude. But they made it seem like that. When I was a kid, it was like every gay dude had like a cross-dressing, like behind closed doors thing going
well,
on.
Yeah, I thought, you know, well, that's presented as like, well, I like other things, not like boys do, and but I like the.
What are you talking about?
Wait,
you're fucking high.
Well, I am.
You're fucking high. This man is stoned right now, just fucking saying things. You're just saying gay things. Like, what are you talking about?
No, it's like a rite of passage to try on your mother's shoes if you're gay.
I remember hearing something like that, but what the fuck are you talking about? Because, like, at what age are you talking? Like, 13? Because if you're, like, 5,
oh, yeah, or like,
you do that when you're 5.
Yeah, that's what... No, so I'm going down the line chronologically. Okay,
the
so
gay
like,
timeline?
So, yeah, so the gay timeline is just all, like, I don't like other
so
things.
So Satan
like,
decides that you are
like
born.
The boys. Yeah.
It starts with okay. Satan decides that you are,
yes.
You are created.
Yes.
You're spawned from
like,
hell.
I don't like the things that... spawn from hell. I don't like normal things, you know, like that other boys like. And then it's just like, you get older and you're like, I like boys.
Mm.
But I am also a boy.
It's a big old step. But yeah,
I'm just jumping through the, you know,
okay.
Through time here.
Yep,
all right.
All right. I'm with you.
But yeah, what are we talking about?
We were talking about TV, man.
Yeah.
But
we're talking about
TV. I'm just saying, like, it's I think gay dudes, like, we've come pretty fucking far from like how gay people are represented to now. It's like ridiculous now. Like how much not like gay people were literally a joke on TV
Hell yeah,
when
dude.
We were a kid, bro.
Hell yeah.
And like I didn't see black people that way as a kid. Like I saw like characters of all different types, like all different actors doing all that. But we're young. Yeah. I'm young. I'm like 30, so it's like fucking like in the 70s, I know it was very different. But like now, that's how I grew up. But I think trans people still got like 10 years of beatings in the media to take before they're like normalized.
I think
for real.
They need to prune some of their own
problems. You know what I mean? Get a good PR person,
or like or just have a meeting and be all like, all right, look, you guys,
the trans people should have
some of you are fucked up, okay?
Yeah, but you could say that about any community, though.
Sure.
So why isn't every other community being held to that standard?
They were at that point.
Well, yeah, I guess. Like
I think every community at some point was just all like, you're coming for the kids, and they're all like, no, we're not. And they're all like, what about these? What about these? They came for the kids, and they're all and they're just like, well, shit. It's only just them. It's not all of us. And then so this here's the healing time. You know, or like a sort of like a buffering period here.
Yeah, but trans people also never actually did anything to any. Like, they never had an era where they were like beating up like Mexicans. Like, if trans people had an era where they were like fucking or beating up women. Like, well, I guess that's now. But fucking, like, I guess it's now. But fucking, like, there's never an era of time where trans people have to apologize for it. Whereas, every other group has something where you can be like, yo, like, white people were evil colonizing slavery and black people do all
like
the crime.
In Central America or South America.
I mean, Central America, I feel like there's like a lot of transness down there, but you die if you get caught. You know what I'm saying? By the wrong motherfucker.
Man, and I swear, some of the gayest motherfuckers come from there.
Type. But God, speaking of, did you ever see this clip that's been going around? It's like these two gay dudes, speaking of, taking like a trip through Mexico. And they're like driving.
Oh, yeah.
You
then they get
that?
Accosted.
Yeah,
right?
They get pulled over. No, not really, though. They get pulled over by fucking like the goddamn cartel motherfuckers.
No, they weren't the cartel. They were people that fight against the cartel.
Oh, is that what that was?
And they didn't know who the fuck that car was.
Yeah, no one
until
did.
Yeah, until they got up on it. And then they were all like trying to calm them down, like it's okay, it's okay.
Oh, you skipped the part. Yeah, so they're driving in the car, and the one guy's like,
"Oh my god, they have guns!"
This guy's behind us, like weird. And he's like, he's kind of like behind us, like he's pulling us over. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! And then,
by the way, they're two gay men.
Oh, that's why I already said that. Oh, okay. Yeah, they're two gay dudes, and they're like, "Oh my god!" Like, and then the dude starts. So one dude's like, the Mexican guy. Like, kind of, the one dude speaks English. It seems like pretty well. The Mexican dude that was talking, he pulls up. He can kind of speak a little English.
Neither of them really speak Spanish.
None of them speak Spanish. Yeah. And the one kid on the in the passenger seat starts like straight up crying.
No, yeah, he's having a meltdown.
And he goes, "Please don't kill us. No, please don't kill us."
Like, I get it. Like, I totally.
But it's
get
not
it.
Even the cartel. If that's what you're saying.
No, that's what I was saying. They weren't. That's why they told them like it's okay. Like it's okay. Like they were literally saying like this is not a safe place to be for you guys. Like, you guys have to, and they told them like where to go. Like,
dude,
where
they
else
were
to go,
fucking
get the fuck out of there, dude.
Dying. And I get it. Because you, what your brain does is it goes back to the chainsaw beheading videos that you saw when you were like eight. And it's like, bro, they're
just like that one night where like that one lady was trying to get us to crash into her. You know, and then like
that was
crazy. She cut us off. Like,
did we ever tell that story?
I don't think so.
Here, this is a fucking
probably
doozy.
Maybe.
And
we had to.
And I don't think anything's been resolved here. I don't think we've ever figured out what happened.
No, I think the bitch is just crazy.
All right, so what happened was we were on we were coming back from work. It's late at night. It's like fucking probably like 11:35,
like
12.
Yeah.
So we're driving around the neighborhood trying to pick a spot, and as we're driving past someone's driveway, this lady's coming out of her driveway.
And almost T-bones
damn
me.
Near fucking T-bones, Joel, right? I'm passenger seat. I see the motherfucker come. Like, yo, what the fuck? Type shit. Like, yo, that motherfucker didn't stop. We just didn't think shit of it, though.
Nothing.
So we went down the street. They turned and went around us. I saw the car swerve around us.
Like, literally cut me. Cut
oh, no, 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 no. Swerved around us and then did the diagonal cartel style cutoff, stopped at the stop sign. But we were stuck behind her.
Yeah.
So then there's a second pause, and then she turns on her hazards, which I thought was the weirdest thing. She turns on her hazards. Yeah. No one made contact with anyone. All right. So then I said, Joel, fuck this shit. Let's get out of here. Puts it in reverse, you know, back out, go around, pull up, find a spot, weirdly, like right there. And then we go up to the apartment. The apartment is looking out onto the street that's like one block over.
Yeah.
So then we hear.
We've got like a sniper's nest.
We're talking about it. And we're like, yo, that was weird. And then we hear like.
We see the bitch.
Here.
We still see.
No, you hear it.
Well, I still saw the bitch like driving around. Like circling
the
block.
You're right. We started circling around it. So this had been like 20 minutes now that she'd been circling around after this happened. We're like, what the fuck?
And then some poor Uber driver just made his last drop off. It was a victim of this crazy bitch. So apparently what she was trying to do is like purposely. Well,
what did she do to him? Tell him what she did to him.
Okay, so she pretty much cut him off. Pretty much like brake checked him like really hard, and then he tapped her bumper pretty much, you know? And there was no like physical damage or anything like that, you know, but like she said like you hit me, and he was all like you brake checked me, you know? And then like she's all like I call the police already. Don't try to leave, you know, otherwise, you know, you'll get in trouble. You know, and so for like fucking three fucking hours,
yeah.
This poor old man had to sit in his car and wait for the police, you know? And so
some
like
some sort of foreigner too. He was like some sort of like
yeah, like yeah. Clearly not from this country, you know. And so like I went down, and then so I kind of was just like, man, fuck this bitch. Cause like she was trying to do that shit to me and some other cars or whatever. So anyway, so I went down there and I talked to the guy, and I was all like, hey man, like what can you tell me what happened? You know, and like he was all like she said like I hit her, you know, but like she brake checked me, you know. Cut me off and all of that, and I was all like, look, I know. She did the same thing to me like an hour ago. And he was all like, what? I was like, yeah, like she did the same thing to me, you know. And I was like, did she cut you off like down the block too? And he was all like, no, she actually swerved around me like when he was coming
up. Just like she did with us.
She swerved around him to get in front of him, you know. Yep. And then like at the end of the block, she slammed on her brakes.
And that's like what's proven that like she's actively out there trying to get someone to hit her car. So then I'm like, all right, so the only thing I can think of is like it's some sort of insurance thing, right? Like you get the car hit and then you can like write something off like an upgrade maybe and claim it. But she's not like, all right, so the car was like a 20, like a nicer.
It was new.
It was like a Honda CRV, like a Honda SUV.
Yeah.
And it was like a newer one. It wasn't like shitty. It wasn't in bad condition. It was clean. It looked good. And then fucking like, but the only thing I could think, and she didn't look like the type of bitch to be like, yeah, I want to put new fucking like, you know, turbos in her or some bullshit. Like, nah. So
I want new
I'm
rims.
Thinking like, if you want to claim like an insurance payout for your car, though, you fucking total your car. Right?
Yeah.
But she's just trying to get someone to like clip it so she can call the cops. Like, it was so weird,
it
bro.
It was strange, man.
It was so weird. Like, I can't fucking figure out why she would do it. Like,
and
what
then,
the upside for her is.
And then also, she was like recording with her phone and stuff, too. Like,
yeah.
When I came downstairs and I was talking to the guy, like, she saw me talking to him.
I remember that.
And she was parked, like, literally in front of him, you know? And then, like, her windows were, like, kind of tinted, and it's, you know, it's the middle of the night, you know? So I can...
Yeah, but I could see it from up
see
in
the
nest.
Yes.
Remember I called you?
Uh-huh.
I was like, yo, she's filming you, bro. Mm-hmm. Because you were talking to the dude, and I could see the light, like, just beaming, and I could see you, like, holding it up.
Dude, remember when we finally found parking as well, when we saw her fucking circling around the block and shit, she was parked. Remember we were crossing the street? And, like, she was parked right there in front of the house first before she had fucking got that other guy. And, like, she was recording us while we were walking across the street.
Oh, yeah. She recorded us, like, as we walked up from our car to the apartment. She drove by us.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was the first time we saw her since. You're right. So we fucking literally get out the car or walking up to the gate, and she, like, kind of fucking gangsta shit. Like, she fucking slow drove by us and fucking filmed us, bro.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, that's the weirdest thing. That bitch was just filming us. And you're like, what the fuck?
That's crazy. This bitch doesn't think.
Yeah,
well,
nothing.
We'll
and
the shit
this
out of
was
her.
Years later. Uh-huh. And, like, so obviously, I mean, this is years later, so obviously nothing came of this, but it was weird at the time. Like, it was such
like,
a weird
the fuck?
Like, fucking thing.
But yeah, I told the guy, like, I was like, you could leave, dude. And like, he was all like, should I leave? He was all like, no, I don't want to get in trouble, you know, with the police. And I was like, they're not going to come. I was like, dude, nothing's wrong with her bumper. And like, he was like, yeah, I looked at it. He was all like, there's a scratch on there, but I didn't do it.
But they did end up coming.
Dude, you know what they did? Because she left too.
Well, she was there when the cops were there, though. I remember that.
Oh, dude, but you
remember,
know what?
Like, three cops pulled up?
Yeah, they drove by. They just drove by, dude.
Well, no, but they stopped and, like, talked.
Dude, nothing happened.
But we watched them, though. We watched them for, like, 40 minutes just standing around.
Nothing happened.
Well, I don't
dude.
Know what happened. Who knows what happened?
Nothing.
I mean, I guess
that bitch
nothing.
Left.
Yeah, they all left. They all left at the
oh,
end of the day.
Oh, my God.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
It was like the most nonsensical fucking thing. Like it just didn't add up. Like no one's motives added up in the story here.
I'm like,
it just didn't
is this
make any
drunk
sense.
Or what?
Like if you wrote this as a short film, I would ask you if you were drunk. I was like, did you try to like make something that didn't make sense on purpose? Because like it just doesn't add up. Like there's no reason for any of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like what could she possibly gain besides a headache? and like dealing with the cops that you don't want to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I don't know.
I ain't trying to deal with my baby.
I still think about that shit sometimes where I'm like, what could possibly be? You know what I'm saying? It's like a puzzle that I just can't solve.
Yeah. What else we got? Fucking, so what else we got for the Olympics? A lot of people calling this opening ceremony weird and gay.
I don't know. It just looks shitty, the opening ceremony.
I did like Gojira.
Gojira played. That's kind of cool.
Marie Antoinette at the, what is it?
The castle, the Bastille or whatever. Yeah. But it's a...
Castle DeFranco.
No one knows who Gojira is, I've realized. Because every time I brought it up, no one knew who the fuck they
Man,
were.
Man, isn't that weird?
No one listens to metal, dog.
I guess not.
But so it was weird.
No, they were French.
It was weird seeing them like kind of like just they're like four little guys among in this giant building and like and there's a bunch of people in it. I don't know. The whole opening ceremony looked like shit to me. Like I don't know, just nothing was impressive to me. Like nothing looked good. It just seemed like a parade of little boats going down the canals and then people waving and that's it. Like there was like Beijing was fucking insane,
bro.
And it's like, what are you gonna? Incredible. How are you gonna give us this bullshit? After what Beijing put out. Yeah. Like, it's fucking nuts, dude. Like,
some
it should be something
self righteous Frenchie. That's who.
Yeah, it was like this weird drag performance of, like, this Dionysian fucking ritual.
I thought it looked Greek.
Yeah, Dionysus is the Greek goddess of, like, lust or whatever the fuck.
What the fuck? That's weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's
why?
And they're all, like, but, like, I get it because they're doing, like, a Eurovision thing. It's, like, supposed to be this corny, over-the-top pop thing, and it's, like, a thing in Europe that's, like, common. And it's not the same as, like, pop.
Eurovision has always been gay.
Like, they just kind of, like, lean into the fact that it's not, like, real music. And then, like, in America, they try to fool you into thinking they're, like, real musicians. That's that's the difference. You know what I mean? In Eurovision, they're just, like, and same with K-pop. Like, they don't cut corners. They're not going to sit there and be like, no, they're like sorrowful artists who like, really
the fans
care.
Will say that.
Yeah, but they don't, they program them to say that because they're so fucking manufactured. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like how it is. Like, that's how I see Eurovision. Like, they're just leaning into like the fact that it's pop music.
Yeah.
But it didn't like seem like one concisive thing. It just seemed like a couple shitty ideas strung together. And like, I don't know. I
like
just
this podcast.
I just, yeah, exactly. and look how little budget we have.
Yeah,
you know
dude.
What I'm saying?
Next to nothing.
And look how much they spent for their bullshit. But France, yeah, I don't know, man. It just, I don't like the Olympics that much. I was never that like into it.
Skateboarding in the Olympics, you know, this year, which is honestly, it just looks like street league to me, you know. And it's funny, like all these people that don't know dick about skateboarding, it's the same thing. They're just all like, I don't know, none of this is unimpressive because it's all like, yeah, I get it. You don't know skateboarding, it's all right.
Yeah, you should be doing like fucking quadruple backflips, dude.
Nah, I mean, like if it's like a vert competition, but like, nah, it's all street. Like, it's all, like, park skating and shit, you know? So
if you're not into skateboarding, like, I'm not that into skateboarding. I don't watch, like, skateboarding videos.
I do.
And it's like, that shit, all that, a lot of that goes.
As old as I am.
That shit goes over my head, too, where I'm like, I really don't see. Like, it's cool.
Yeah, and I understand why, you know? And that's kind of one of the reasons why, like, I wasn't really for skateboarding in the Olympics. But whatever, it's like, I don't know. When did basketball get put into the Olympics?
It's like not even fair. It's definitely America made the push for that one.
Yeah.
It's just a free gold medal. But
a free gold medal.
I mean, isn't that the case every fucking year pretty much?
I don't know.
If we lose to any other country in basketball, that's
Spain,
fucking embarrassing.
From what I understand, Spain's got some pretty good basketball
Like
players.
Africa should be the only motherfuckers.
Why?
Like, because they're all black.
Okay.
And black people are good at
them
basketball.
Niggas,
and they're tall.
Play football.
What are you talking about? Are you trying to sound like foreign and say like
oh,
soccer?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Get out of here, bro. Forget what the fuck you came from. The football shit. Dude.
Yeah, them niggas play soccer, bro. Like,
come on. But they don't dominate that either.
Okay.
Like,
just
really?
Just the Jamaicans for a little bit?
Maybe not even really.
Some Belizeans.
I mean, there's guys who play on teams, but like not like national
not,
team.
Yeah, not as a representative
no, I mean, like,
of like.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah. It'd be like some African dude who plays for like France.
And they don't have enough food to get through practice.
The whites just buy all the good black players.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it seems
no,
like.
No, it is. No, for sure.
Like, if you're from Uganda, you should play for goddamn Uganda. And if you're, like, from France, like, they should make that a rule that you have to be from the country.
Yeah.
Or else that's some bullshit. Because you're not representing that goddamn country if you're not a citizen of that country.
Well, I'll tell you this. A lot of fucking, what is it? Where did all the Nazis go after World War II?
Argentina?
Yeah, a lot of Argentinian niggas is just, like, blonde hair, blue eyes, fucking
Yeah, because they're like
Nazi lineage. That's their soccer team.
Tom Brady's fucking ex-wife, dude.
Oh god,
Giselle Bündchen.
Yeah.
Giselle Bündchen, bro. That's a German ass name, and she's
German.
Argentinian. Think about it, bro. And she like looks white. She's for sure the product of like escaped
Nazis, bro.
100%. 100%.
And like, dude, I don't even care, bro. Like, we fucking.
And she practices like voodoo magic. And people don't realize that those things cross over. Like, the Nazis were all into the occult shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, her family definitely was like, oh, look, it's the voodoo magic. We can use this to destroy Jews, blah, 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 blah. And fucking, like, that's what her like great grandfather was. And that she's a product of that. So she uses voodoo magic to like fucking fuck up Tom Brady's goddamn life, probably. Like,
yeah, probably look hot and stuff.
He probably is doing all right, though.
No, he's definitely doing all right.
But anyways, fucking, I don't know, man. I just feel like in the Olympics, I think that's how it is. Like, you have to be from that country or some shit.
It should be.
But that's how it should fucking be, right? Yeah. Like, if you realize that, like, people are, like, moving to other countries to, like, skew the numbers, like, that pissed me off. But I really don't give a shit about the Olympics, man.
Me either.
Like, who cares about who's the best pole vaulter in the world? Do you really give a shit?
It's like some French guy with a big wiener.
He just uses his wiener to pull. He doesn't even need the fucking pole, dude. But, like, it's just, I don't know. People are hype on it. I think it's, like, a fun thing for people, but I don't think anyone, like, really. I think the World Cup, like, matters way more.
I think the Olympics, the Summer Olympics, is something nice that the world kind of needed to sort of kind of come together a little bit.
Do you think anyone came together because of this shit, though?
I mean, everybody.
It started a whole debate over trans people again. It started a whole demonic conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but those are just like fucking Westerners.
I really don't take into account what the rest of the world thinks about this shit, though.
Yeah.
We are talking about an American point of view.
Yeah.
But we're talking about dividing the people in America. I don't think it brought anyone together in America.
That sucks, man. Like, I think
we're past that, dude.
That sucks. Like, we should be like, at least, like, man, you know what? We need another 9/11.
Yeah, honestly, it wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't hurt.
I think that's what we need, dude.
So, and it has to be, like, a target that everyone loves. Like,
dude,
a zoo. You know what I mean? Or a fucking, like, kitten adoption facility or something like that where everyone can get behind it. An orphanage. Like, anyone can get behind it. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, man, I don't know. Like, I've been, like, mostly unplugged from, like, news and shit like that up until the president, our future president, got shot in the ear. But I don't know. All of it just, like, it's tiring.
Yep.
You know, like, every time I, like, look at the news, I'm just tired. And it's just all like, oh, God, this again?
Yeah.
And then it's always just all like, we're going to die probably soon because some fucking, I don't know, some asshole who prays on a mat is really mad at people. Him and his buddies are gonna kill us.
It's yeah. I mean, I'm balls deep in it right now. I'm like in that phase where I'm like totally in on the news and like following it all and shit. But,
yeah,
it is exhausting sometimes.
Yeah, dude. And like it reminds me of like back in 2016. You know, like that was a fucking exhausting time too, you know.
Oh, yeah, big time. And it's happening again because
yeah.
Trump's running. So
well,
it
yeah,
is.
Like 8 years later,
and people are way more fucking hype now. So it's like it's kind of fucking crazy. Like it's gonna be some shit, man.
Like
some shit's gonna go down, bro.
I like how the pendulum swings and it's swinging in the other direction.
Like it's fucking,
it's swinging
know,
in the fucking.
I feel like it's swinging right into the shit, bro. I feel like
it's all shit, no matter what.
Shit tornado coming.
Yeah,
I'm seeing the fucking shit wall clouds. And, like, they're starting to form the shit funnels. And once the two shit funnels connect, it's a shit NATO. And it's shit NATO is going to run through your neighborhood.
It's like CERN,
bro.
You know?
It's fucked up, bro. Like, I feel like the shit's going to happen. Remember, people forget that, like, in cities, people were rioting. And it's like, bro, that was, like,
man,
people are
like,
way hyper now than they were back then. Like, I feel like people are going to get hyper on it, bro, dude. I feel like some
people. I don't know. Nobody's really. The only thing, like, protest-wise, it's just the free Palestine bullshit.
I
know
that people are chilling on that, though.
And, like, now? Well, yeah, because it's, like, all of that. It's, like, aren't y'all tired? Like, because there's, you know, we all got those.
My God, dude. Aren't
like,
you tired?
Aren't y'all fucking tired of this shit?
They're being
like,
occupied by fucking an aggressive force.
No,
oh,
I'm talking
God.
About, like, us over here. Like, listen, I get it. It's terrible. It is a genocide. Fucking Israel. They've been doing this shit for years, and it's terrible. Fuck Israel for that. Fuck Israel for a lot of things, you know? Mm-hmm. But, holy shit, dude. What is destroying campuses and cities, blocks, and, like, getting mad at people like here, your fellow citizens. What's that going to do?
Yeah, I mean,
what is that going to achieve? You know,
and like I people seem to think that like if America stops funding Israel, that they're going to stop.
No, that's
and
not going
like,
to stop
bro,
anything.
Like, that's like, and if America calls for a ceasefire, like what the fuck is that going to do? Like people keep saying that, like call for a ceasefire. Like okay, so they're going to ask Israel to stop. What does that mean? They're not going to say yes. They're going to say no. You fucking dumb piece
and
of shit.
Even if Israel stops, like you think whoever is left over there is going to stop.
Type shit, bro.
You know,
there's always
like,
going to be scrapping, bro.
Stop fucking slingshotting bombs.
Just two different types of terrorists terrorizing each other.
Yeah, it's just fucking Balach Allah and fucking
Baruch Atah Adonai.
Baruch Atah. You know, like it doesn't matter. Like you're all awful people. You both suck.
Yeah, dude.
And you smell.
They both eat hummus.
That's true.
It's enough for me. Where I'm like, you should just fucking cut your fucking differences and chill out, dude.
Yeah, man.
Return like, any hostages and just fucking mend fences, bro.
Dude, our country, our government loves this shit, though. Cause it's
the
like,
Jews are out here doing business with everyone that they were trying to kill. You know what I'm saying? You guys can do it, too, dude.
Yeah, come on,
I mean,
dude.
The Germans, my bad. The Germans are doing it. And so are the Jews. The Jews are doing business with people trying to kill them. So it's like everyone kind of just buries
the
hatchet.
Go back to the 40s and fucking here
in
Los Angeles,
and at dinner,
like,
when you're having dinner with your family at night, you talk shit on that race, whatever, all day. Yeah. But in public, we're all cordial. And we
is
fake
for.
It. What? We do it every day.
Yeah.
Black people smile through their teeth at white people they hate every day, bro.
Yeah.
So it's
and
like
vice
fucking,
versa.
Yeah. Well, no. No, obviously. So fucking it's like that's just it. Just lie. Everyone just lie to each other and it works.
Just smile and nod, dude.
And just worry like, about making money, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just worry about making that money.
Smoking weed.
And smoking weed. And
fucking
You know what, dude? I've been thinking about going on like for real, like a tolerance break. Weed don't be getting me that high no more.
No, I'm
pretty high
man.
Right now, but that's
I'm
only because I haven't smoked.
I've
since
been
yesterday.
On a tolerance break. Yeah,
you've been on a tolerance break. Like every time we hang out, we get high.
Now, yeah, but like I wasn't like smoking like an eighth a day for the past like 5 years.
Dude, I've been smoking like a fucking quarter a week.
I do like it. I've been doing a quarter. Like I've been doing more than that. Yeah, I've been doing more than that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but I've been like, I've been ripping it, dude. I've been ripping it. I've been
fucking
high, dude. Watching
dude,
things.
I'm like, yeah, I've been ripping it way too much. And you know what? To the point where it's just like, okay, I learned something about myself.
You're gay.
Okay.
Well, we all knew.
I didn't want you guys to find out this way. But flower gives me more of the munchies than live resin or...
Yeah.
You know, for sure. And I noticed, like, when I smoke heavy weed, bro, I'm fucking in that fridge.
Yeah, oh, no, it's fucked
I'm
up.
I'm in that fridge. And
to the point where you, like, you're hurting yourself.
Dude, yes. Yeah, I feel sure. like that was
you ain't sleeping comfortably.
That was me, like, sort of, like, like, last week. Like, I was just, like, last Saturday, I was just, like, so full, like, my stomach hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's literally because I was just...
What a ride when you're eating it, though.
Dude,
it's when you're baked to shit, like,
it's
fucked
everything
up.
Everything is the best.
The food-wise, it really is a different level of, like, existence. When you're high and you're eating something, you appreciate it on a different level, bro. It's fucked up. Like, it's just something that's undeniable.
Like, all you guys that saw me make those meatball subs, you didn't think I... Dude... That's fucking high as shit, making those meatball subs, dude.
Yeah.
It's the best.
I don't know what you're talking about, but...
I put out a video making meatball subs and shit, and it was like, yeah, dude.
Sick with it.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it's And like watching things, like when you get to that right spot of high, like TV and movies just hit you way harder, and it's just the fucking, weed is at the end of the day always going to be my favorite.
I don't know how
we started talking about this.
I haven't had any dreams in a while.
Yeah,
do you have dreams?
Yeah, I dream pretty regularly. I mean, you know you forget them. Like, you forget all of them.
Yeah, but like the first like 30 seconds when you wake up, you're just like, and then you forget it. But like, nah, dude, like,
yeah,
I go to sleep and it's just fade to black.
Horrible, dude. Horrible dreams.
Awful.
Terrifying, dreams. Scary dreams.
Spiders in my brain.
Dreams, though. They're dreams, though. All right, we got enough time on here. I think we're good. All right, well, yeah, we're gonna keep it. We're gonna try to keep it running. We're gonna try to keep try to make sense of everything that's happening.
Yeah, hell yeah, you guys. A lot has changed. A lot is happening. The tides are turning. The tides are shifting, and it's time for you to pay your tides by giving us your downloads. Okay, we really appreciate you guys.
You're here,
and we're gonna fucking keep coming at you. We promise.
Seacrest out.
Get hit, he'd definitely make a funny noise into the, like, he'd get hit, be like, ah! And fall.